Shvias, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says that Ein Mevashlin Yarek Shel Shvias, you should not cook a vegetable from Shemitah, which has Kedushas Shvias, B'Shemen Shel Truma, in oil that's Truma. What's the reason that you should not do that? Shelo Yivienu Lidei Psul. You should not bring it to be disqualified. They won't be able to use it. Now, what are we referring to? So the Rav understands, based on the Rambam, that because Truma has the tendency, or because of the Kedusha of Truma, and it has to be eaten b'tahara, and once it becomes Tameh, it's inedible. So there's a concern that the oil of Truma that's inside the Yerek of Shvias is become Tameh, and that will make it impossible to utilize the Yerek Shel Shvias, and that's not necessary. It's better you should use regular shemen, not shemen of truma, so that you shouldn't run into this problem that you'll have to end up wasting the Yerek Shel Shvias, which has Kedushas Shvias. Now it's interesting that Rabbi Akiva Eiger here quotes the Rash, who has a different understanding than the Rambam, and wants to say that the concern here is that it's the opposite. It's that we're concerned that we're going to make the Truma, the Shema of Truma, inedible because Shvias has the halach of beer, that once the time of beer comes, so you won't be able to eat it, and that limitation is going to put a limitation on the Truma. Now, I will just mention that I don't understand the Rash as well, simply because the subject matter here is the Kedushas Shvias. That's what we're discussing in this Masechta, and this particularly this part of the Masechta, not so much the not to waste Truma, which is also Halacha, but we're focusing in on the status of the Shvias, and therefore I would think that the Rambam is easier to understand because of that. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon, though, permits us to be Mevashel, to cook the vegetable of Shemitah in the oil of Truma. And this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion throughout Shas. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it's mutter l'havi kodeshim l'beis ha'psol. You're allowed to put kodeshim, things that are sanctified, whether it's karbanos, or whether or not it's truma, whether or not it's shemitah. You're able to put them in a situation where they may end up becoming disqualified, and that's permissible. So therefore, he says you could be mevashel. It may become disqualified. If it does, it does. But you're allowed to take that chance. Now, the Mishnah concludes with an interesting halacha in terms of the transfer of the Kedusha of Shvias. The achron, the last item that you exchange for Shemitah, for the Shemitah item, is nitvas bashvias. It takes on the status of the halacha of Kedushas Shvias. And the pri atzmo aser, but the initial pri that we started with is aser. Now, the example that Rav gives is, let's say you took the peres of shvias and you exchanged it for basar, for meat. So both at that point, both the meat and the bus and the peres have kedushas shvias, because the peres never lose, as the Mishnah concludes, a pri atzmo aser, it never loses its status of kedushas shvias. The basar, though, has exchanged for it, does take on the kedushas shvias, and both of them will need to be have the halacha of beer applied to them, and has to be conducted with kedushas shvias. And then, what if you take the basar and you exchange it for dagim, for fish? So the basar loses its status of shvias, and it's now the dagim that take on the status of shvias. However, the pri, the original fruit, retains the kedusha of shvias, as we say in the Mishnah. If you then take the fish and exchange it for oil, the fish no longer have kedusha of shvias, and now the oil does. And therefore, we now have to get rid of two things, the original peros and the oil. That's what we mean when we say acharon, achron, nitvas, b'shvias. Whatever the last one is affected by the shvias, but the pri atzmo aser, the original fruit, remains aser.